Episode 535, I Am Enough.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, blessed ladies. How are my women of impact? I pray that your week is going well. And we need to pause for just a moment here. We've got some people within our U.S., and I know even around the world, that are suffering. And if for nothing else, for this brief moment in time, I want you to stop and say a prayer. You may not even know what's going on, even with your neighbors right next door to you. We have floods that are totally wiping out cities right now in West Virginia. West Virginia, we are praying for you. We've got forest fires all over the area, the southern part of the United States and the western part. We've got California, Arizona, Nevada. We're praying for you. There are things happening around the world that are also catastrophic. We are praying for you. Today, a day of motivation and inspiration is to inspire each other, and we can do that in prayer, lifting each other up and saying just for a moment, I am enough. There are those days that we don't feel like we're enough and that we try to overdo ourselves. We try to go above and beyond what we're even capable of. But when we come together, God hears our prayers. And I just want you to know that every sister out there, we are praying for you. We are lifting you up. We are here for you. And if you are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this extremely extraordinary family. We do lift each other up in prayer. We are doing life together because it is better. God created us to have relationships with each other, fellowship, allowing us to build each other up during these hard, tragic, terrible times in our lives. But we can be inspired to do that with each other. And that is so important. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. But today, we need to reset on our motivation and inspiration. As we inspire others through our prayer, through our thoughts, we can also inspire ourselves. I am enough. Today, who are you trying so hard to be? Playing copycat with others who have more success than we? I am enough. Stretching yourself, pushing you out of your comfort zone is all good. But when aiming every day to be someone you're not, it's self-destructive. It robs you of your gifts, your talents, and your purpose. It suffocates your heart and your passion. It eradicates your hope. But have no fear, God is here. I am enough. If you are searching for the leaner body, the calmer mom, the sexier wife, the successful businesswoman, the intelligent woman, the financial planner, I am enough. God holds all the answers to all you need or ever wanted. He opens and closes every door. Where are you searching today? Who are you playing copycat with? God created you. You are enough. He holds your dreams close to him. I am enough. As easy as it is to play squirrel and chase those shiny new objects, you have all you need. You are enough. Maybe it's just that one more class you need to feel confident to start your blog. Maybe it's that one more book you need to feel like, yes, I can homeschool my children. I can be that mama. I know exactly what I can do if I just have this one more book. That one more whatever it is. What we think is going to be that ultimate magic sauce. Those are the shiny new objects that we chase. We play squirrel with. Challenge yourself today to lay down the excuses of what you can't do and look through the eyes of Christ and say, I am enough. This is not the opportunity to gloat or act like a know-it-all, but to be present in what's before you. Serve with forgiveness. Walk in gratitude. Smile with love. I am enough. beating yourself up, playing those tiny stories you tell yourself, and living in fear is only reducing yourself to specks of dirt. Stop being the fault finder. You were created on purpose. You have something special to offer this world. You are enough. What are you waiting for? It's time to level up your life. I am enough. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says this, we live by faith, not by sight. However, most of us are doing it reversed. We're living by sight instead of by our faith. We're expecting that everything should come of us if we chase those shiny new squirrels and see all that there is to be. Oh my goodness, she can show me something new. He can go show me something new. I know I can learn from them. Yes, you can learn from them. But you have to first look inward. God has given you everything you need. He closes and opens those doors. Even when tragedy strikes, storms hit, God is ever present with you. But it's us who choose to say, no, I'm going to live by sight and not by faith. We turn our backs. God's not turning his back on us. He's right there. He's knocking at your door. Are you willing to open it up to him? We live by faith, not by sight. Look in the mirror today. Pause for just a moment to reflect on the ups in your life and speak, I am enough. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.